Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, I'm Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm glad you tuned in. You know, today I have a very interesting guest named Douglas Weiss, and he has written a book called Servant Marriage. Now, that's an interesting topic, and we're going to talk to him about it and find out how your marriage can improve when you learn the secrets in this brand new book. But first, we have a word from our sponsor.
That tiny two-letter word, if, it's the hinge on the door of possibilities. Some of us are stuck in the if-onlys and if I would've, if I could've. And our life is measured by regret. But God can turn our ifs and our regrets into a what-if attitude, a faith that looks forward to the future with holy confidence. You know, there's 1,784 ifs in the Bible. The most significant, if God is for us, who can be against us? Let me ask you that today as you're listening. If God be for you, who can be against you? Who could be against your dreams and your hopes and all that it is that God has promised you? It's a game changer. God is always on our side, every day, in every way. You can find the book, If, at ifbook.com. It's published by the Baker Publishing Group. I really hope you get a hold of this book and stop using the word if in your life and start thinking about now. The If Book. .com. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Dr. Weiss. We have been friends for a long time, and I know you have a reputation for helping people deal with the issues in their life and making marriages strong, and I know you well enough on a personal basis to know that you live what you preach and you have a good marriage. So tell us why you wrote this particular book called Servant Marriage.
Well, I honestly thought I was done writing marriage books. I've written about five or six by now. And the last one was called The Miracle of Marriage, where I talk about how the final creation in the garden was not woman. It was marriage. God was making a three-faced being on earth as it is in heaven. He made Adam, made Eve, and then with himself, this three-faced being is what really, that relationship, that triune being, is what looks like God. And so, but in the servant marriage, I mean, I've preached about marriage for many years. I actually walk through how God made this triune relationship, how he did it, how the foundations of marriage is made. And I walk through how Adam was made as a man. And if you walk through Genesis 1 and 2, you see, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And the animals, and there were animals. And grass, and there was grass. And everything was almost instantaneous creation. He made man. And then what's interesting, he said in Genesis 2, it's not good for man to be alone, right? And you would think the next verse would read, and there was Eve. But there wasn't. There's several verses in where God takes Adam from a man and makes him a servant man, serving the animals, giving them name, getting up every day. This went on for weeks, months, or years, or decades because he had to name every animal. He had to come up with a name. Him and God sat together and Adam named. His voice gave identity to those around him. He had to learn how to use that he was created for a purpose, a ministry, to give life to others. And so as God was making him a servant man, when Adam actually was a servant, he was ready for marriage. And what's interesting is when God presented Eve, Adam's first response was not about himself. It was to give her identity, her name, who she was, and meet her need before he met his own. And that's why we know that God was done making Adam in his own image as a servant man, not just as a man who could think and behave, but who could serve. And what's interesting to me is women has never struggled in any culture with being a servant or serving because she was taken out of a servant man. She wasn't taken out of just a man. God took Adam through a process and made him a servant. So I walk through that in the book.
Well, it's a beautiful book and it just came out and I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I intend to. And I can understand the concept that in any relationship, it's going to be stronger if we have an attitude of serving, of loving, and so forth. But talk to us specifically how a listener can improve their marriage. You know, what are some of the things in the book? Now, don't give it all away because we want them to read the book. In fact, at the end, I want you to tell people how they can order this book because I believe that the word needs to get out. Where marriage is under attack as never before. I mean, I don't have to tell you or anyone that. And if anything, those of us who believe in Christ need to model and exemplify what true marriage should be like. So talk to us about what people will get out of this book when they read it.
Sure. I think when you have a proper understanding of marriage, how God made it, that marriage is not between a man and a woman. Never has been. It's between God, a man and a woman. God created it. God sustains it. Okay? And so if we go into a marriage from a secular definition, that's between a man and a woman, we'll think that we're the bosses of our marriage. We're not. There is a king in our marriage. His name is Jesus. Okay? That we are servants to him and to one another. Secondly, if we go into marriage from a secular disposition of you're here to serve me, well, then I'm going to decide how well you're serving me and decide how happy I am based on your service, as opposed to how happy I am based on my service and keeping score on my servantness and meeting your needs. I know how you like your coffee. I know how you like dessert. I know how you like the temperature. I know how you like, more than anybody on earth, I know how to bless you. Whether it's picking up the kids or doing this or homework or letting you take a bath while I put the kids to bed, I know how to serve you. And when I do that, I am pleasing the King who made my marriage. That attitude alone can change your marriage, knowing your role in marriage. And then there's lots of things like, what food are you feeding your spouse? Are you giving the fruits of the spirit? Are you giving the fruits of the flesh? I walk through that so that you can practically be feeding your spouse intelligently the fruits of the spirit. And that makes a much better marriage. And they can get the book at drdougweiss.com. And this is a journey. But if you take it together, it's really fun. And I have a great wife, and she's inspired me. She is a servant in my marriage, and I am too. And it just makes for an easier marriage. And I remember when my kids were in junior high and high school. You know, a lot of guys, you get that call at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Honey, can you pick up this? Can you do this? I need you to do this for me. And if you have a bad attitude about it, and even if you do it, like you grunt and say, oh gosh, why can't you figure this out, right? And then you go do it anyway. You come home, your wife's still mad at you because you had a bad attitude. So here's how I would answer the phone. This is your servant. How can I help you? And my kids heard that for years. Their friends heard it for years. And sometimes they would giggle. But they got the idea that I'm here to serve you. And they've made echoes of those comments throughout our marriage. And they get that this is the role that we are in.
Well, that's wonderful. And it's, you know, it's so simple, yet so profound. And sometimes the simplest things are the hardest to do. But if we could learn how to be servants in our marriage, God would be glorified. Marriage would be as it should be. And I just encourage the listeners to go to drdougweiss.com and order this book. I believe that your life will be richer for it. And I thank you for sharing these insights with us today on The Strang Report.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.